Testing, testing.
It's the time again.
All right, well, what you had said, officer?
It's that time again.
It's tiempo.
Yeah.
It's tiempo otra vez.
Ya es la hora.
Es la hora.
You know, power hour. Ponle atención. Class is in session. Tune in for an hour, maybe more. That's a blessing. Learn from the captains and the leadership. Flee from religion, because them churches never teach them. Just everything you learn for your benefit. Learn more line is a requisite. Never take a deficit. Yeah, that means you take a loss and you spray through the way. You get that understanding if you study every day. Apply what you learn and bless when you pray. It's one interpretation, man. It say what it say. Gavin el tiempo. Entra para el centro. Aprende del maestro con talento. La Biblia es el centro. Usando a Israel como instrumento, no te pierdas en doctrina como viento. Estudia y ora y aplica. Tiempo para Dios, ven, hace una cita. Escritura dinamita, morenos y hispanos y israelita. Oye cómo explica Israel unido en Cristo para la vida, nunca se divida. Tune in, it's the power hour. Learn your family history, don't be a coward. Yeah, tune in, it's the power hour. I said learn your family history, don't be a coward.
Yeah, it's the power hour, the only hour. Do it in your history, you know it in your history. Power hour, the only hour. You know it in your history, the only hour. Power hour.
I'm looking for one right now. Hey, Shalom, Israel, Most High in Christ, blessed. Welcome back to the Power Hour.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's been so long, man. It's 3 or 4 weeks, man.
We had some technical with our computers and stuff.
IT.
Whatnot. Yeah, I can you hear me? I can't hear myself. I'm hearing it.
Oh, yeah, I can hear you. Either. Barely.
You can't hear me?
Barely.
Barely.
Hey, man, what's up with the computer, thing? Austin Yale?
Yeah, we fixed it. We fixed it though.
What was wrong with it? I don't even know what was wrong with it.
We on now.
Nobody knows.
We got the
Power Hour. We got, there we go. We got Power Hour. We got Sun Husband. We talking about Sun Husbands today. We had this cooking up for a minute because we gotta take care of our men. Because men are the future. We are the leaders of the nation.
That's right.
And we got to get them right. And for so long, we've had a single parent household. And typically it's the mother raising the children. And what happens a lot of times, because that mother, not always, I'm not going to blame it always on the mother, but mother chooses that wrong, the wrong mate, right? You know what I mean? Knowing that he ain't no good, and when I had, because you got dimples, or because he got the talk, or he got the money,
the what?
Or the talk. He got the talk. He smooth words.
Yeah. The gift of gab.
Got big shoes.
He got big shoes, right?
Big hand,
big shoes, big feet. You know what I mean? So you got to understand that. That's very important. Read that Urban Dictionary out, bro, because sometimes people don't understand what a son husband is.
You right? Got it, Eric, or I can read it?
I can read it.
Okay. Husband-son-mom-wife syndrome. When a son knowingly or unknowingly takes the role of a husband to their mother, excluding sex, the mother is often overprotective and jealous of her son's serious relationships. This is a common disorder with single moms. An example of a husband-son-mom-wife syndrome is Mama D and Scrappy on VH1's Love & Hip Hop, Tasha Mack and Malik on BET's The Game.
And you know, that's crazy, that example right there. If I don't know if a lot of people, but if you watch that VH1 Love & Hip Hop and you watch Mama D and Scrappy, Mama D was always having issues with whoever Scrappy had dated.
Is that Little Scrappy?
Yeah, Little Scrappy.
Okay.
Yeah, she always had issues with whoever he dated, and always, you know, got in fights with them and all that. So it's kind of funny that, you know, they had that. Mm-hmm. I was just thinking about, you know, it reminds me of that. Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I didn't have cable, so I don't know. about this BET stuff.
Oh, that hour. I'll watch that
When did this come out?
Hell,
it's old. It's old.
Yeah, you hit it on my head with that one right there, man.
Yeah, it's old.
I've never seen Love and Hip Hop ever in my life. I couldn't even
tell
you.
It's not that old.
Don't waste your time.
Oh, I wouldn't, man.
Yeah, but
I'm sure it's a video.
I didn't have to watch it to understand what's going on in the Black and Hispanic community. I lived it.
Bring it out.
So, let's get into that. You know what? Let's get into what is that one? The one video. It was the guy was joking about it, but it's a Facebook one, and no, it's another one. One more. No, one more. What is that?
The funeral?
No, not the funeral. Remember the guy was I thought I sent it to you. That's the one I sent to you. He was I'm raising my son to love me, to pretty much, you know what I mean, to be a perfect man. So pretty much she's raising him up to be her perfect man.
The man she always wanted.
She man always wanted. That's what it was.
That's exactly what happened.
Maybe God sent it to me. God sent it to me so I can have the perfect man, pretty much.
No, I don't think we got that one.
Y'all do got that. It's a car.
Man.
It's a car, brother. His mom. Right?
Yeah, okay, we got that.
Right. Yeah.
I think it was a couple years ago.
I want to reiterate one thing, too. You know, son husbands is pretty much when a single mom, you know, he mentioned it, but just a single mom raising a son by herself, and she molds him and raises him up to what she thinks a man is supposed to be, right? And so when doing that, she's raising him up to be her own husband, what she looks for in a husband.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what most single mothers do, okay? So just to reiterate that. What video did you want?
No, let's get one going.
Not this one.
They also be effeminate.
That's just too much.
Yeah, that's too much right now.
We got to work them up.
You got to build up for that. Huh? Yeah, that thing ain't no joke right there, boy.
What do you have on that one? Let me see. Scroll that little.
Now go to the third tab. Do the third tab. That'll work.
Go ahead.
Play that.
A lot of them brothers be effeminate too when they raised by their mama like that.
Right.
Why am I here? I have a son that thinks he doesn't have a mom anymore, and I feel like I have a husband that is jealous of my son. I feel like they both are jealous of each other.
I need to get this diva's attention, offer her a shot of reality, and open her eyes to her role in this mess. So, I suggest some tea and crumpets in a place she would never expect.
Love that.
Love that. In fact, have a seat right here. I've got to go get something. Let me just run and get something real quick. Wow. I had my producers set this up for us.
Okay.
So, yeah. Right here in your bathroom, but there's a little ray of hope. So I want to hear more about exactly what you think some of the challenges may be.
Mm-hmm. Challenge with Dominic first is Dominic said, and I did say this to him, that I would not get married again.
What tea would you
I like regular.
Regular tea? So English breakfast is okay for you?
I don't like all the cute tea stuff.
Okay.
I just promised Dom that it would just be him and I.
You promised Dom.
I did.
Your son.
Yes.
That it would just be you and him.
Yes.
Okay.
Hell no.
And what was that about for you?
Right.
Cream? No, ma'am. Mm-hmm. I guess I didn't think I was going to meet a great guy. I fell in love with him.
That would be Kevin.
Yes.
And that's your current husband.
Yes. Kevin and I were introduced by two really good friends.
Mm-hmm. Cookie? Would you like a cookie? I love tea and crumpets.
I've never done tea and crumpets.
Oh, have a crumpet, why don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lovely.
Mm-hmm. I didn't let him really meet Dominic till 3 months prior to us getting married.
And how long had y'all been dating?
6 months.
So at what point did you make space for the man you were with to have a relationship with your son?
That was the 3 months.
Oh, took you 6, but your son gets 3.
Yes.
Oh, interesting. What it sounds like to me is you inappropriately made your son the man in your life.
Mm-hmm.
When a real man showed up, you cast him off to the side. He was your emotional husband.
My emotional husband?
Yeah. You took him to events.
I did.
You went arm in arm with him.
Mm-hmm. He's my son.
Yeah. Your son. Not your date.
No.
Not your boyfriend.
No.
But that's how you held him.
Okay.
You got to see that. He became not only the man in the house, but the man in your life at 15 years old. Do you get why we're sitting in the bathroom?
No,
because
I don't.
Because for me, this is a demonstration of how inappropriate your behavior has been. It's like pee in the toilet.
Yeah, I didn't get why we were in the bathroom.
That's why she eating it.
What was your intention in telling your 17-year-old son that you would never get married again? And what was your intention that you begin a relationship with a man and take your time to grow that relationship, but don't make the appropriate space for your son to grow his relationship? Inappropriate. It may be that you were busy being a diva and forgot to be the queen. The queen establishes and maintains harmony in the kingdom.
Wait,
right now,
what?
The castle.
This is why the man is, we done with that. That's why the man has to stand up and be the leader.
That's right.
He has to be the leader in the household. Now, I'm not saying that every relationship goes smooth and good and everything and they don't break up and people leave and stuff like that, but that's why you got to keep it together. Because guess what? People always say this, oh, well, it's 50-50. No. Guess what? It's 100-100. You have to do 100 part what your man is responsibility according to the scripture.
Bring it out.
And a woman has to do 100% of what she's responsible to do in the scripture. That's the way it rolls. You understand that? Can't do her part and she can't do my part, because guess what? We have to do our part. You understand?
Yes, sir.
That's why we're different. We're not the same. We are not equal. Equality is not found in the Bible with a man and a woman.
I got a scripture.
This
is the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 11 and verse 3. But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man.
So there it is. There's a order that God has set up. Go ahead and finish that.
And the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God.
So you got God, Christ, man, and woman. That's the way it rolls. Mm-hmm. That's the way the scripture is. There ain't no 50-50. You understand that?
That's right.
But every single part of that has, I guess, an order to follow, right? You have to honor all four. Because you got to understand, when you are a woman raising up a man-child, you cannot teach him how to be a man because you're a woman.
Bring it out.
And this is what's going to happen. She wants to what? She said, well, I don't have a man now, but I got this man. I'm going to take him out when I want to go out to eat. We're going to have dinner parties. We're going to do all that stuff. And I guarantee it. I guarantee that 17-year-old man, he's effeminate or a homosexual kid.
Emotional damage.
Guarantee he got effeminate traits in him. Why? Because you're around women. He's supposed to be around men, learning what men are supposed to be doing.
Right.
He's coming up to manhood. He's 17 years old. He should already be developing himself to be a man by the age of 20. Guess what? Thinking about marriage.
Right.
Saying, you know what? Maybe I'm ready to get married. What, you know, what's out there, what I need to do? Because he knows what to do as a man and as a husband, right?
Hey, officer, he is thinking about marriage. He want to marry his mama.
Yeah, he want to marry his mama. Dang, he do. I found the video. There it is, the video. This is the video I thought I sent to you before. And this is a joke, but this is not a joke. This is real. The mind in women's head.
You know, a lot of stuff that's a joke should be the truth.
Yeah.
Because you know what I mean? Or it's got some truth in it. So it makes it funny.
It starts funny, but guess what? 10 years later, you see it happening.
Sure.
We saw it in the 90s, when we used to joke about stuff and what is that, Living Color,
yeah.
Mad TV,
yeah.
Oh, all those things, what is it, Saturday Night Live, all those things you joked about, 10 years
now.
Later, it
yeah.
You see in the street, mm-hmm. common.
Yep. Like the men in dresses. They,
yep.
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. Homosexual agenda. That
yep.
thing was
all
there.
That.
We used to talk about it back then, actually in fruition.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, play that video.
You know, God really knew I needed a man that would love me forever, so he sent me a son, and I'm really glad he did.
Wait, what? What? What do you mean by that?
God saw me struggling with men, and he sent me over to someone that would love me unconditionally no matter what and always choose me. Duh.
That don't sound weird to you by any way possible?
Okay, Ren, if your mother didn't love you and she treated you like Harry Potter's step-parents did, that's on you, all right? It's not my fault.
No, my mother loved me very much, but she also didn't use her own personal traumas to try and heal her own little thing going on. She didn't use me for that.
Well, I'm using my son for mine, and I promise you no woman will ever come here and take him away from me.
That don't sound like a son. That sounds like you're trying to look for your ideal husband, low-key.
Okay, you obviously need some self-healing, so leave me and my prince alone. Thank you.
How are you a mother to a prince and you don't even know who the king is?
I
don't make no sense.
Oh, you know?
Oh, dang. Hey, wow, you got to... I you know he's a friend. He didn't know the king. Dang, bro.
Yeah.
This is why you got to, as the scripture says in the Apocrypha, you got to prove a friend, right? Because, and a lot of women do know. They know, guess what? This man got 3 baby mamas.
Mm-hmm.
He got kids that are out there he ain't taking care of.
Right.
But they think, oh, I'm going to change this man. And once they get that man hit him and quit him, then they have a kid. Guess what? They're like, they just there with a kid. Now it's a boy, and guess what? Well, I'm going to build him up not to be like his dad. I'm not going to build him. No, don't, stop. You know, the first thing, that's the bad man. They're like, no, don't be like your dad. Stop.
Right.
For everything.
Mm-hmm.
She sees a little trait of her dad, kill that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying that he's doing everything right, but there's a lot of things that she cuts out of him, and he makes him a feminist.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Makes him want to be a woman pleaser.
Mm-hmm.
Wants to be a
simp.
Yeah,
simp.
Simp. Yeah,
right.
Simp.
They come out simp.
He wants to, he wants pretty much to live for the woman.
Please,
instead
how
of the other way around. Actually, in Corinthians right there. You still
yeah,
in Corinthians?
I got it. Yep.
Give me a, well, give,
this,
what,
I know what you want.
What it made for.
This is the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 8. For the man is not of the woman. But the woman...
No, wait. But they're going to jump in here and say, no, well, you were in your mom's womb for 9 months.
I brought
you
into this
you,
world.
I can get you out. Okay. Let's see what the Bible says, because let's see what it says. That. Go ahead, read that again.
Verse 8. For the man is not of the woman.
We are not of the woman.
But the woman of the man. Verse 9. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man.
She is created. She is created for you.
Bring it out.
We go back to Adam, but at the same time, we become, that's why we push what God says. You are, I don't care what child you are, male or female, you are the seed. You are the seed of your father.
That's right.
Right. That's right.
You are the sperm of your father. That's where you come from. The lineage comes through the father. Yeah, you sit in your mama's soil or your womb.
Just a bake.
He's a bake, but you come out, you still are your father.
He's just a vessel used to bring forth kids.
Yeah, and your mom feels all kinds of attachments and emotionals and stuff like that tied to them. But at the end of the day, you are your father.
That's right.
You know what I mean? There's no such thing as that. That's the thing. You're 50%. People always say you're 50% of your father and 50% of your mother. No, you're 100% of your dad.
You don't even have your mother's blood in the womb.
Yeah, you're 100% of your dad.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I don't care if you come out looking like your mom and everything. Mm-hmm. You are what your dad is. That's what you are.
Men carry the seed.
That's why
not women.
The interracial marriages, this 50-50 or whatever, you are half this and half that, or a quarter of this and a quarter of that. That's not in the Bible.
No, sir.
You 100% you are. There's lineages in the Bible, and they're talking about men.
There's no women names in those lineages. None.
You're talking about men. So not to get on the subject, but this is the mindset of the women that have, when they have child, like, you know what, I'm gonna raise them and keep them. And guess what? When that relationship comes, like, for example, he's trying to talk to a girl or something like that. No. Let her be. She ain't good for, you know,
she
good
ain't
for
the
you.
One for you.
Why? Because she knows that, guess what? They're going to get married or get together, and she's going to leave mama
she'll
alone.
Be out the picture.
Yep. You know? What you have?
Ciroc 3 and 2. Ciroc 3 and 2.
You.
Just to piggyback off of what you were saying, too, you know, it goes by the father, and that the kids are the fathers. You know, it's not 50-50, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Ciroc 3 and 2.
This is the book of Ciroc, chapter 3 and verse 2. For the Lord hath given the father honor over the children.
So the Most High God has given the children to the father. So it's the father. Those kids are the fathers, right?
That's right. And hath confirmed the authority of the mother over the son.
And guess what? The mother still has the authority to make sure she disciplined and, you know, make sure to run the house good enough. But guess what? Those kids are the fathers, right? So that's how I want it. You know, just to piggyback off what you had just brought up.
You know, when I was single and I had roommates, you know, male roommates, we would cut everything in half, from the bills, the electric bill, all those things. Those were the roommates that we had. You
right.
know what I mean? And I know it was a temporary time. If you are older than 20 years old and you are living with your mom and you're paying half the bills, that's why we say you are son-husband.
If you even paying half the bills.
Even if you are paying it.
Or any bills
probably,
at all.
You're probably not even paying half the bills. Right?
Or no bills at all.
Oh, right. Sometimes what happens is, I got an example.
The mama just gave him chores. That's it.
I got an example.
And he still won't do them.
there, a young gentleman came to his. This is a acquaintance of mine. His girl was dating somebody. He started dating somebody. He came to the house, right? And he asked him. I said, wait a minute. My daughter has a car, and she's been driving him around. And he asked him, hey, how come you don't have a vehicle? And he said, well, I can't afford it right now. I'm trying to get some money together and everything. Okay. So later on, he met his mother. His mother came in here. She had the nails. Mm. She had the makeup. She had the hair, color. She had nice new clothes and everything. And I was like, wait a minute. Does your mom work? No, she don't work. So all her boys that were in the house, we're pretty much paying. How often does she do her nail? Once a week. Once a week? Now I know why you can't
afford a car.
Because you paying for your mama.
Damn.
You paying like if you were sugar daddy. And then he realized and thought about it. And he said, yeah. So guess what? When he stopped doing that, guess what? Month, 2 months later, he had a car.
Oh, I bet. Damn.
Because he was paying for everything. And he saw. And sometimes it takes a man to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Because he asked his wife, he goes, did you see anything?
No.
And he's like, and she saw, no, I didn't see nothing. She was nice and everything.
He's taking care of your mom.
Men see it quick.
Mm-hmm.
Men know that when they see a woman and they see what they're wearing, what they got on, their hair, their makeup, their nails, they know they got this expensive woman right
mm-hmm.
there. I can't afford
high maintenance.
Her. High maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
I can't afford her.
Right.
Either her daddy's taking care of her, or that she has a lifestyle and she's making a lot of money and she pays for her stuff. But regardless, she's high maintenance.
Or officers of the men that are taking care of her.
Yeah,
I was just
going
to say that.
Yeah.
One paid a car note. One paid her rent. One paid this.
She got a lot of sugar daddies. You know, and she giving up the sugar,
uh-huh.
you know, for
ain't
it.
Nobody
too.
Doing nothing for free.
Yep.
Nothing's free. Nothing's free in this world.
So you got to understand that's why you men have to prove a woman. Or a woman had proven man. Because, and that happens too. Like the first video that we saw, you might find somebody, and guess what? You built this relationship with your son thinking like, oh, my mom's always going to be there. My mom promised me she'd never get remarried.
Right.
And I'm still in the house, and here comes a lion that's going to rule this house, or I'm moving in with him now, and guess what? He's trying to run over me.
Now they're jealous of each other, like the lady said.
Yeah. Right. You can't have two lions in the house. That's impossible.
Same way you can't have two women in the house.
Yep.
Right. How the husband's going to ask the wife, is it just going to be me and you?
Boy, I'm telling you, bro.
Come on now. Come on.
Just to even ask that is.
You know what? I do it one time, and guess what? The minute the bill comes, split that check.
Right.
And he going to look like, no, you ain't paying for me. I'm going to an expensive place, too. I'm going to a nice, expensive place.
Right.
You know, $50 a plate.
Right.
Nice little steak.
Yeah, I was going to say the $45 steak.
Yeah, bro, get that, too, brother. You want that? You hungry? Go ahead and get it.
Get a drink, too.
Split that check. Split that check. I guarantee he'll never, ever go on no other thing.
Not with y'all.
Not here. Yeah, I don't know you. I didn't raise you. You got 1 foot out the door, man. Uh-huh. You staying with me because you're not old enough. 17 years old.
Right.
You're not old enough to be on your own yet. But comes 18. Guess what?
Mm-hmm. Hey, what you're talking about reminds me of Baby Boy. You remember
Baby,
the movie?
Yeah, Baby Boy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get what is the video? What was this? What was that one right there?
I don't remember.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. She want to have two. She want to have
two households.
Two households.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is what it is. This is what it is. Go ahead.
I see this on Facebook.
This is what we're talking about right now. Go ahead, play that.
That might be all.
Steve, I recently just moved to L.A. about 7 months ago. Mm-hmm. I left behind a 3-year relationship. We lived together, 2 separate bedrooms, because that's what I wanted. I just cannot be underneath a guy 24 hours a day. So now he wants to move to L.A. Now he's talking marriage. He also wants kids, and I absolutely do not want kids. Not only that, I don't even want to be in the same household.
Stop.
Come on,
man. Guess what? When you want something as a man and that woman cannot provide it, you better run.
Right.
You're not going to change her mind. Mm-hmm. She's not the one for you. You got to understand that. Already, this is, guess what? Deuces, you're not the one.
Yes, sir.
Deuces.
Been on to the streets.
Yep. All
right.
Maybe, you know, I don't know what you're thinking. Maybe she's thinking the sex is good, or maybe I'm giving the money. You know what I mean? She's paying the half rent that she needs, and I'm the fool that's doing it. I don't know what she's thinking, but guess what? Once you start sitting down and saying, I want this, and that, and the third, and she says, nope, I don't want no kids, no means F and or buts. Mm-hmm. Guess what? You out the door.
Right.
You're not the one. Go ahead.
I want a 2 separate household marriage. So
wait, you want a what?
I want a 2 separate household marriage. Don't judge me because
I'm just listening.
Okay.
Christian spirit.
I'm a judge you in a minute.
All right.
I just need to hear.
All right, so.
Oh, the judge ain't coming. I just need to hear all the facts. So you
right.
want a 2 household marriage?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct. He knows a little bit that I don't want the kids. He doesn't know yet that I want the separate household marriage. So before he moves out here to L.A., I hadn't told him yet. So I don't know if he's going to go for it. So I'm asking you from a man's standpoint, what do you think?
You want this judge in now?
Yeah.
Why y'all even talking about marriage?
Okay, well, why I can't have, I mean, what's the problem with a 2 separate household marriage? What is the problem with that? But who said that's not a marriage? Who made that? Why you cannot be in 2 separate places?
Why do we have a problem with 2 household marriages? Because ain't nobody in here married living in 2 households.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No. Okay, but everybody also in the audience don't live the same either. So this is my life. So I'm just asking.
Yeah, it's your life, baby. You can do what you want to do. I'm just, this just, you said from the male perspective.
Yeah.
You want me to marry you and go live in another house.
Right.
What you think I'm going to be doing in this other house?
No. Okay.
I'm just from the male perspective.
Okay. I didn't. Okay, but you can come over.
Okay. Let me ask you this question.
Okay.
Why do you want to be married?
I don't necessarily have to be married.
Go ahead. No, I was laughing because Soldier Eric had put the phone up to his ear. He's like, hey, honey, is it okay if I come over there?
Hey, you know what she's saying? She's saying the sex is good, and that's it. That's all I want. You know what I mean? Pretty much she wants the one-night stand forever.
Right.
Every night.
Right. That's
come on over.
Girlfriend thing. They, like Steve said, why are you even talking about marriage? That don't even make no sense.
Yep.
When she gets tired, she wants the divorce and get all this money, too.
Right.
She like, come and hit this. I don't take your shoes off because you ain't sleeping here.
Right.
Do what you got to do and go to your house.
And you heard what Steve said. What do you think I'm going to be doing at this other house? Right. You don't have women over there.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, he lived by himself. Whatever.
Go ahead, finish.
30 minutes across town to go to the other house.
Right.
Right. Finish that video.
I don't, but he wants to, and I do love him.
Okay, do you think a marriage could survive if y'all live in two households
yes,
in the same city?
I do.
Who else feels that way?
She feels
that way? Okay, watch this. No, I'm going to help you out. Stand up, man. You think that could work?
Yes, I do.
Okay, now, just stop. I believe you. That's okay. You ready? Are you married?
No.
Okay. Sit down. Sit down.
That's the whole point.
That's why it ain't gonna work.
Drop the mic. They gotta say
that. The only other person in here that think what you say is a good idea is the other pretty lady that ain't married. I'm just, okay, let me help you out. Ma'am, see the lady right here with the black, go to her right here. You can stay seated, ma'am. Are you married, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
How long you been married?
40 years.
40 years. Let me ask you a question, ma'am. Would the man sitting next to you, would that happen to be your husband?
Absolutely.
Let me ask you something. Could you go into that house y'all been living in for 40 years and tell him that you want a separate house?
Hell no.
See, sometimes I just like to change Hey Steve into Hey Everybody. Thank you. Hey, folks, we'll be right back.
Wow. Give me Genesis
3.
No, you know what? Matthew 19:6. Give me that one.
Yes, sir.
Me 19:6. Because you got to understand this. This is why it's very important that we make it very profound what marriage is, because that's the mindset that they have, the mindset of the woman. They don't take this thing called marriage, which is scriptural, seriously. That's what it is. Go ahead.
You want five first?
Yeah.
This is the book of Matthew, chapter 19 and verse 5. And said, for this cause shall a man leave father and mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh.
One flesh. You cannot be one flesh in separate houses. You cannot be one flesh when she living at her daddy's house and you living at your mama's house. That's impossible. You know what I mean? And when a man comes in your life and he wants to become twined, wants to get married, and you got a son husband, you got to get rid of that. Mm-hmm. And typically by that time, guess what? These kids are old enough. Because a man understands, guess what, the kids are young or whatever, they're going to be there for a while. He's going to have to take care of them, provide them, take them in the zone. He's going to have to do all these things. It ain't going to be no separate. And she has to understand that he's going to be the lion in the house, and he's going to be running the rules. And guess what? What he says, that child is going to do. That's what it is. You know, right? Read.
Verse 6. Wherefore, they are no more twain,
but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let no man put asunder.
So this is something that, guess what? That's why you have to understand that when they try to make your son husband, you got to, just naturally as a animals and birds and stuff, what do? They try to push them out the nest. Mm-hmm. You got to fly on your own one day.
Hey, right. Hey, they don't try. They do.
You know what I mean?
You know,
I'm a little older.
I'm sorry, they just try.
I'm a little older, yeah. Officer, and my parents instilled in me, since I could comprehend English language, when you 18, you getting the hell out.
Yeah.
So you got that in your mind. I left when I was 17.
Yeah.
But you always got that in my mind. I tell you something else. I told my kids the same thing. When you 18, y'all got to go. I'm not taking care of you no more. I let my youngest son leave when he was 17, and he ain't been back. Yeah, none of them.
And it's your responsibility as a parent to start to push them out at a young age.
Yes, sir.
Not saying that you got to have to sleep them outside half day and half day inside.
Right.
You're starting to, show them responsibility, mm-hmm. pay for their own things,
mm-hmm.
get a job when they can get a job, how to run a household, mm-hmm. do all these little things that you're doing to prepare them. Guess what? I'm not going to be here forever.
Right.
Whether it be physically or physically, or guess what, financial, mm-hmm. spiritually,
mentally.
You're going to have to run your own life mm-hmm. and be responsible with your own actions.
Yes, sir.
Right.
I noticed that when I was in the household, this is my parents saying this, saying that, and they're always saying something, they're always telling me something, always mm-hmm. in that. When I was on my own, they didn't say anything anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Do I? Because it did their part.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go back, hey, Dad, hey, Mom, what should I do? That's your decision. You got to make that your own.
Mm-hmm.
I can't make that decision to you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what parents are supposed to do.
Supposed to.
You got to let them do their own decision. You've already prepared them. They saw you you ran your household.
Mm-hmm.
They saw you and they prepared you for the things in the world. Now you got to do what you got to do.
And I tell my kids, I told them the same thing my dad told me. You got to get your raincoat on and get out there in that weather. That's what my dad told me that. Says, you got to put your raincoat on and get out there in that weather, man. You got to, grow up at some point.
Yeah.
In time.
Yeah. And the thing is, when you have a son husband, when you are a mother that is trying to keep your son with you mm-hmm. because he's paying half the bills, mm-hmm. helping you out, but guess what? He's your emotional partner. I'll put it that way. And it can even come to a part to be your partner. And we're going to see that right now.
Unless you Issachar.
Unless you Issachar.
Because they sons can live with their mama till they 45.
Oh, my
gosh,
bro.
Nobody's paying no bills. The daughter's got to go, though.
Yeah.
But the men can stay at home for till they 45.
You know how you do that? When you get in a vehicle, your driver and your mama and your daughter, or your mom and your wife is in there.
Right.
Who sits in the front?
Right.
You know what I mean? If there's a problem, mm-hmm. the problem, you better have your wife up front.
Real talk.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So show this video because this is what it's going to turn to.
Man.
This is going to turn to before the time goes out. This is what it's going to turn to. This is actual story. This is what happened, man.
It's only
disgusting.
The whole thing. There's a longer video.
And give me the verse, too.
What you want?
Leviticus 18.
We'll read it after this. Go ahead and play it.
I told Carlos that I'm sorry, I don't know how you react to this. I'm your mom and you're my son, and I am falling in love with him. He said, are you really? I said, yes, I am. He said, you know what? I was scared to let you know, too. I am, too. He was, too, falling in love with me, with his mom, and I was falling in love with my son. And then we ended up talking, and we took off to the park, and we ended up asked him, will you ever date your mom? And he said, will you date your son? I said, honest truth, yes, I would. Because 19 years, you're the best thing that ever happened to me, and I really want to be with you the rest of my life.
Emotional.
And I really want to be with them. It's kind of hard right now, but I don't care what people say because we're going through a lot right now. We try to keep a secret, but we couldn't do it no more because, my other kids found out. At first, they didn't like it. Then they started liking it. They're accepting it, and my mom, my dad, my brothers, my family's accepting it now. This girl found out, lives across the street from me, and there's a big old fight started, and she called me. She told my son Joseph something and let me know across the street, and she told me I better watch my back because I'm being incest. I'm not being incest. And she was outside cussing me out, so I went and go get everybody out of my house, and she got her family stabbed, beaten up, jumped. Ambulance showed up. It was me, Carlos, and the kid's uncle got stabbed because the incest, because she made a big deal out of all of this.
Jesus,
so we went to the hospital. We got stitches. Came back home, and on that side, her family didn't get arrested at all. So I don't know why nobody didn't get arrested at the time. So we came back home, took a shower. The cops took, you know, first the cops at the hospital, the cops took pictures of our, where we got cut, sliced. And after that, we came home, took a shower and stuff. Then we sat back, and I broke down crying. I told Carlos, what we're going to do is going to hit all over the world. I said, there ain't no way I can leave you. And he said, don't worry. I'm going to still be with you, don't matter, through thick and thin. And that's what we're going through right now, through the thick. And there, I'm going to still be with him. I have to. I'm going to have to, because there ain't no, if I get out of prison, and if I get in prison, if I get out, I will move out of Clovis, and I will get a state that will accept.
Where is this, Clovis?
It's
New Mexico?
No, that's not Mexico, bro. That's here.
New Mexico. Clovis,
oh.
New Mexico.
Oh, okay.
Clovis.
Okay.
Oh, fine.
That's
go ahead.
Crazy, man.
I've been going through a lot on the streets and in public. And it's kind of hard because it's public record here in Clovis. They could find out where I live and stuff. And
I think she got mental issues.
I'm just going through a lot. And I really can't go to the store. I can't go public. I can't see my other kids. I can't see him. He called me. I'm sick. I'm incest.
Jesus.
And it hurts a lot. And you know what I mean? It messes with my mind a lot. Their moms don't understand. They're not going through what I'm going through. It'd be different if they were.
How much more of the video?
I didn't say anything.
No, I don't think
so. It's a longer video.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Skip to that, brother.
That's him right there.
He's my man, and
I'm telling you, we look at this, man, and we discuss, right? We're looking to discuss. And y'all got to think, too. I'm going to let y'all see this spiritually. This is how we were looking at homosexuality in the LGBT community.
Years ago.
30, 40
yep.
years ago.
Yep.
We were looking at it the same way.
Mm-hmm.
But look at now where we're at now. But guess what? It's going to be pushed. This is Sodom and Gomorrah. The scripture says it's Sodom and Gomorrah. You think that this America is going to get better? You got to be an idiot to think that. The scripture has laid it down. This is so-called spiritual Edom, Egypt, and Sodom. Yeah, give me that. So they don't know where I would come from. Revelations
11 and 8.
11 and 8, yeah.
It's the book of Revelation, chapter 11 and verse 8. And their dead bodies shall lie in the streets of the great city, which is spiritually called Sodom and Egypt.
That those two witnesses are the Southern and Northern Kingdom, which are the so-called Black, Hispanics, and Americans. For many years, we have what? Laid down dead, physically alive, but spiritually dead, not get what? Speaking against these things. Nobody spoke against these things and brought the scriptures. But now the children of Israel are waking up. This is spiritually called what? Egypt?
Sodom and Egypt.
Sodom and Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
This is what it is. Now let's go to Leviticus 19.
18. 6.
Yeah.
This is the book of Leviticus, chapter 18 and verse 6. None of you shall approach to any that is near of kin to him to uncover their nakedness. I am the Lord.
So this is speaking to you, because I think at the beginning, isn't this the video that she said, what's wrong with it?
I don't see nothing wrong with it or whatever.
Yeah, she says not incest.
Is that incest? She's going against it?
Delusional.
But the scripture says it right here. They got to repent from that.
I got another one also.
Go ahead.
Verse 17.
Now read verse 7.
Verse 7. The nakedness of thy father or the nakedness of thy mother shalt thou not uncover.
Go ahead.
She is thy mother. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness.
So that's the scripture right there that's showing you that incest, it was against God's laws. This was written back in Leviticus years, thousands of years ago, right?
Yes, sir.
Guess what? Our people were into this kind of thing. And guess what? You got to get out of it. That's breaking God's law. It's a sin. Go ahead, 17.
Oh, verse 17 is the opposite of what you...
I'll read it.
Go ahead.
Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of a woman and her daughter.
I'm sorry. No, it's not. I'm sorry. Okay. Keep going.
Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of a woman and her daughter. Neither shall thou take her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter to uncover her nakedness, for they are her near kinswoman. It is wickedness.
I thought it was the opposite, but it's still a law. Either way it go.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
So you're right. If we weren't dealing with this sort of thing back then, it wouldn't be in here.
Hey, I was thinking about it too, right? She has other kids, right? And so let's say if she has another son, right? And she ends up falling in love with him, and then they go. She gonna end up cheating on the first
son with her new. What the hell is this?
Come on now, man. Think about that, man.
Yeah, that could get real deep, real quick. I think she got mental problems because she sounds like she's talking like that's just so normal, like it's not even a big thing. Like, oh, I love him. Mm-hmm. She says so nonchalant.
Hey, so you saying that makes me think too. Like, how long has this been harboring in her, right? Mm-hmm. Like, she had to be training him to, like, end up supposedly being in love with her, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's stuff that she had to be doing, raising him up.
She was grooming him.
Right, exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
Because mm-hmm. nobody want to sleep with their mama, bro. Come
right.
on. You don't even have that thought in your head.
That's just
so
weird.
how do you get that thought? By somebody instilling it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's weird. You have to really understand what's really going on. And remember when Jerry Springer came out in the 90s?
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that. We were like, wow. We were like watching it because of fights and whatnot.
Right.
But
mama,
the disgust stuff that was happening, the cheating, the sisters coming out, I'm a man, baby.
Right.
Like, if we didn't know when we started walking up here.
There's 10 men on stage. Which one is the real woman? You remember those?
Yeah.
That, bro, looking, all that's in fruition now. All that, bro.
Things won't even make it. Nobody wants to watch it because we see it live in action.
Mm-hmm.
So these things are going to come to pass. It's going to have to get. It's going to get worse. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? This is what is going to happen.
That's how Esau does it. They do things subtly. Mm-hmm. They start a little bit here, a little bit there, and then it just over time, it becomes the norm.
Yep.
Hey, officer, I be telling brothers all the time too. Like you get caught up scrolling on social media, and you think like, oh, you looking at a woman? That's a whole man.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. This sister, I mean, she's also, let's say she can't have any more children.
Right.
Pray God they don't. But if they continue this, what is she's stopping him from what?
Creating children.
Multiplying.
Right. His job, what are you supposed to do as
a man? Right. She's stopping them. She's multiplying.
Same thing as homosexuality.
You know what I mean?
Same thing, yeah.
There was another video that I forgot to save it and keep it. But she said that the guy that I've been dating, she was a sugar mama, and this guy was younger. She said, the guy I've been dating is my adopted son that I gave up for adoption 20-something years ago.
Whoa.
I was
real
like,
blood, son?
Yeah, I was like, wow. Woo! We live in a different time, man. I'm telling you. What other video we got?
These people got mental issues, man. Good God have mercy.
That's one quick right there, that one.
10 minutes.
Give me a... Let's see what she said. She's real short. Was that one for this one? If we're playing.
There are crappy men in the world, right? But men are crappy because we've created a system where manhood has become obsolete.
Mm-hmm.
You keep increasingly telling men more and more they can't matter. When I say, who are they being told that by? You know, they're, like I said, there's more sinister implications here of why we're making manhood obsolete. When we're saying masculinity is wrong, this is backwards, you don't need a man. You can just have a baby without a man. You're starting to see that sort of programming happening with young women. When you're telling women to act like men, you should aspire to the things that men naturally might aspire to.
Mm-hmm.
When when you remove the more natural feeling of men being providers and women being nurturers, which is a beautiful yin and yang that just works, right? So you're creating men to feel obsolete, and then women are complaining because men aren't being men. You know, it doesn't work that way, right? And not only that, then increasingly you're telling women to be the opposite of what I think men want. You complain about men, but are you being the type of a woman that a man would want, right? The self-perpetuating problem. And then you say that and they, oh my God, Candace is a horrible human being. And I'm looking at you going, I'm not a dude. I wouldn't date you.
Y'all got to understand, like I always said, play your part. That's when you're in a single household, a woman, if a man's not there, a woman has to, what, try to play both parts, try to do those things. No, you can't do that.
No, we can't.
If you a single woman, guess what? You got to find a man in there. And I'm not saying that, guess what, rush into a relationship and ruin both of y'all, but you got to find an uncle. You got to find that grandpa. And guess what? Have them built up to do certain things. Now, it ain't going to be the same thing if his father was there.
Right.
But a lot of times, guess what? That's the route you got to go to.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, give me that scripture in Sirach. Be the father to the fatherless. That's why a lot of times when you brothers,
you know the address
also? Yeah, it's Sirach 12. No, I take that back. Let me get it. Four and ten. Sirach 12 and 12.
4 and 10. Yeah.
Four and ten. Sometimes you got to understand that you as like here, for example, for us an IUIC. We understand that there's some children that don't have father figures. Mm-hmm. We are their father figures. That's right. The scripture. Go ahead, read.
This is the book of Sirach, chapter 4 and verse 10. Be as a father unto the fatherless.
It doesn't say be a mother unto the fatherless, right? It says a father unto the fatherless, right? Read.
And instead of an husband unto their mother, so shalt thou be as the son of the Most High, and he shall love thee more than thy mother doth.
You cannot replace the father. You cannot replace the father because guess what? The men are going to initially be a father. They're going to be a father or they're going to have to represent themselves as a man. And you understand that we are examples not only to our sons, but to every young man that see us. And that example that we show among these men, that spirit is going to carry on.
Sir.
If you got an effeminate spirit, guess what? That effeminate spirit is going to jump on the younger men.
Right.
And that effeminate spirit is going to continue on. But if you got a masculine, and what the Bible says, what a man's supposed to be, give me that Kings 2.
Gotcha.
Let's see what it is to be a man. Because for many years, we've been taught that, guess what? These things that we see in the world are man things.
This is the book of 1 Kings, chapter 2 and verse 2.
Even in Christianity.
I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man, and keep the charge of the Lord thy God in his ways, to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgments and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, and whithersoever thou turnest thyself.
So you being a man have to be keeping these commandments. That's your where you work. Because a lot of men, a young man or older men, they ask, where do I start?
That's your manual right there to be a man.
Right. If I've already messed it up, or if my mom messed it up for me, my dad messed it up, or whatever, where do I start?
Right.
It's never late to start. It's never late to come back to the commandments.
Right.
And the answer is not Christianity. Because I'm telling you, we've lived that. We've been into Christianity. Guess what? They're just showing you more to be more emotional.
If that was the answer, you wouldn't have the choir directors being effeminate.
Yeah.
Real talk.
Yeah, effeminate, right? That's what it is.
And that's almost all of them.
People ignore it, yeah.
And you got these supposedly masculine pastors, but they ain't never said nothing about the effeminate choir director.
Yep. So,
right.
If your church has a woman pastor, then your men are effeminate.
And most of them always got masculine traits on them.
Yep.
The women do. Yeah, they do.
The women pastors, they always got masculine traits on them.
Yeah, they do. They run things. Their voice is number one. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's why I guarantee every single man that isn't in that church, guess what? Has an effeminate spirit.
Bring it out. Yes, sir.
Has an effeminate spirit. Why? Because they're letting a woman lead. Let's get that scripture, because people say, well, no. No, that's from a woman as a teacher. That's Ephesians.
Oh, that's, is it?
First Timothy 2:12.
Yeah, First Timothy. Yeah. So why I was thinking Thessalonians.
This is the book of First Timothy, chapter 2:12. I'm start at 11. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection, but I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. For Adam was first formed, then Eve, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression.
You know, it's crazy, too. These women pastors know about this scripture. They heard it before multiple times.
They ain't preaching it.
They think that God is wrong. They think God is wrong. They think they can teach. They think they can lead the congregation.
They don't believe this book.
Right. That's the black highlighter.
What'd you say?
The black highlighter.
Oh, yeah.
The black highlighter, the Sharpie, you know? Get that black Sharpie on there that highlights those things real good.
They talk about how much they love God, but really they hate God.
Right. So it was ordained by the Most High God, not for a woman to teach or lead a congregation of people, right? So, hey, we got to stop that for real. Yeah.
Even America understand that. We ain't had no woman president.
It doesn't, but
they ain't going to make it.
It doesn't take a genius to understand that men... Now, I'm not saying we're not emotional, but we don't base our decisions on emotions.
I'd agree.
We understand that, guess what, things, if we don't make a firm decision or decision for our household things don't, like, oh, man, we don't have enough for the rent. We barely have enough for the rent. We can't go out to eat.
Right.
Oh, no, you know what? That food tastes good. Let's go out to eat anyways. Man ain't going to make the decision to say we can't go out to eat.
Right.
You know what I mean? Make yourself a sandwich. Make something in the house. We ain't going out to eat, but we ain't got no money.
Women think emotional. Like, I got my buddy years ago. Mm-hmm. He got into it with his girl. He went to work, and she called the police on him. So they went to his job and got him, and he lost his job. And it was over something really small. She didn't work. So then they don't have no job, nothing, no income later on, and then she's complaining when it's really her fault for being emotional. Because real talk, we're not going to call the police on the woman.
Yeah.
Would you? We're not going to call her. I mean, if she shot you or something.
That'd
be something wild.
I don't
know,
bro. You and your own boat with that. I'm calling.
But men, we not cop callers like that, bro, because we don't think with our emotions.
Yeah.
Hey, he said you're on your own with that.
Yeah. Chances are we should have enough to resource to what? Make decisions in your household and fix the problem.
Right.
That's what we're designed to do. That those things when we read the scriptures.
Right.
When we read the scriptures and we understand that we have to be a leader in the household. We have to rule our households. Mm-hmm. Give me that right there. Same chapter in 3:3-4. 3:3-4.
This is the book of 1 Timothy chapter 3:4. One that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity.
Your duty is to keep your children in order. That's your duty is, right, Reed?
Verse 5. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God?
If you can't rule your own house, if you can't make the right decisions for your household, how can you make decisions for the household of God?
Mm-hmm.
You can't be a leader at home. How are you going to be a leader here?
You can't do that. Right. That's why when this whole Christianity, when the household of pastors and deacons and stuff out in the world mess up and everything, guess what? They just kind of like, hey, it's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Wait a minute. This leader messed up. Sit him down for a while.
Right.
You see that here in IUIC. When we have problems in the body and a certain brother or a certain sister has something, guess what? Sit down.
Right.
You can't be in charge of that office. You can't be in charge of that. You got to fix your problem first.
Yeah, fix your house first.
Yes, sir.
Fix your household, and then we'll talk. Mm-hmm. We'll get you back on track. That's what happens, right?
Yes, sir.
That's time right there. We didn't even get our. We got a couple of more videos, but Kevin Samuels. We had one. Maybe we'll make another part because we had a couple more videos, especially our brother Kevin Samuels. He had a son husband one where, and we've seen him. He's the brother. He has some very strong points and stuff. But I had a video where a sister will come back and try to make an excuse, try to change something up. What if this little? No. We're gonna correct that. So, Lord will, we'll show that later on, but we've run out of time. So, all praise to the Most High for the power hour.
This is a good segue into Deacon's class, though, that he's got coming up.
All praises.
All right, Israel, thank you for tuning in to the Power Hour. Make sure you tune in this Wednesday to the Power Hour Plus with Deacon Yashua.
The mighty Deacon Yashua.
That's right. Make sure y'all subscribe to our IUIC Phoenix YouTube page, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all Twitters, all social media sites. All right, so all praise to the Most High. Happy Sabbath, Israel.
Yeah, cut them biblical, man. Cut them biblical cords.
All right.
Shalom, Israel. Happy Sabbath. Most High Christ bless you.
Shalom, Most High Christ bless.
This was the Southern Kingdom, Kwame Yasharala.
Hey, one nation.
This was the Northern Kingdom, Viva La Raza.
We one nation.
This was the Southern Kingdom, Kwame Yasharala.
Hey, one nation.
This was the Northern Kingdom, Viva La Raza.
We one nation.
It wouldn't be Israel without Mexicans. Black love, brown pride, cause we next to kin. We ain't gotta tell Esau to let's be friends, cause we above all nations and we better than them. We the salt of the earth, ay, ay. And we been king since birth, ay, ay. We put the kingdom first, ay, ay. And they gon' get this work, ay, ay. We was chosen, not cause we the most of the people. Few in numbers, but we over the people. We gods of this earth, we ain't supposed to be equal. Stop playing, you emotional people. The good gotta triumph over the evil. So my foot's on the throat of the eagle. Their tongues will confess that we the people. Cause my nation ain't never been feeble.
For the Southern Kingdom, from Yasharala.